Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Not in a Creepy Way, the podcast where the brothers Anderson will dig deep into the movies. The brothers Anderson are. This is Eric, he's the oldest one. The producer who makes it fun, gotta give him the credit. He's good with the edits. He's been the driving force since they begun. Next we got brother Jay. He just the movies that they play. The sip in the middle, Jay is gonna be a little more critical, analytical when he communicates. And lastly we got Drew, the finally family member of this group. He decides if the movie's worth it. Right kind of guy, that's for certain. Three chatty brothers with a family base need an excuse to talk away. Dichotomy of personalities, all you really need to do is press play. One podcast talk show. Hit the app if you want to catch an episode. They talk movies till they go off on a tangent flow and maybe ramble. That's the brothers Anderson. So sit back with closed eyes, let them take you away. Unless you're driving, keep them open to that case. We got Eric, Drew, and brother Jay. Welcome you to Not in a Creepy Way. Hey. Not
in a creepy way. Do you have time for a movie-related story about one of your nieces?
Absolutely.
So over the weekend, on Sunday, we had originally planned to go to the fair.
But I heard it was a little rainy.
Yeah, it was rainy. I was super sick. And we were all kind of a little under the weather. I was worse off. But so we decided, you know, we were just going to take a rainy day, not push it, not go to the fair. So we were just kind of hanging around the house. And
there's nothing more miserable than the fair and the rain.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were just kind of hanging out, having a lazy day, you know, something we actually haven't had in a while with all the camping and gymnastics and stuff. So it was good. And the girls were just watching TV while I was doing some other stuff. And every once in a while, I get like freaked out about screen time. Like, oh, they got too much stuff done. And I wasn't quite that bad this weekend, but I was a little annoyed that they were watching Garfield on Netflix again, which I don't like to begin with. And they are watching like an episode I know they've seen like 9 times. So I was like, okay, if you're going to watch TV, how about a movie? Let's watch a movie. You know, I at least want your brain to be working a little bit. You know, you're trying to follow along with a movie that you haven't seen before. And they resisted. Emma actually just like, she just like peaced out. She's like, I'm going to go do something else. But I was like, okay, well, let's find a movie. So we were just going through like the Netflix kids section. I don't know if you've ever had occasion to look at the Netflix interface for kids.
It's a little goofy.
Yeah, it's very easy for kids to navigate.
Of course.
And, you know, it's curated for kid-friendly stuff, which is great. So I love it. So we were just searching around, and there's a movie that I've had on my list to watch for a while called Song of the Sea. It's this animated Irish movie, and it's a really different style of animation. It looks really beautiful. So I thought, oh, let's watch this. I was like, all right, song of the sea. So she agreed to it. So I started it, and this really beautiful beginning. It's this mother sort of teaching her kid how to sing like this. I'm going to screw it up. It's either a Celtic or like a Gaelic song. And it was really cool. And the mother's pregnant. And then, like, something happens and it looks like the mother is going to die in childbirth. I'm like, ooh. I'm like, hey, do you want to watch something else? But at this point, she was like,
committed.
Like, no, she was like, she was in it. She like had her focused face on. So she was really digging it. I was like, okay. Like,
Lassie.
I'm starting to get those, like, I'm a bad parent vibes. So she kept watching and she's like, and then sort of it cuts to 6 years later. So the boy now has like a little sister, and the mom is nowhere to be found. And the dad's like all sad, like a zombie. And so my daughter's like, what happened to the mom? And, you know, I don't want to
sugar.
I want her to understand what's going on. So I'm like, I'm going to guess the mom died in childbirth. She's like, what does that mean? God.
That's what happens when you raise intelligent children.
Yeah. I was like, okay. So when the mom had the baby, I don't know what, but I think something bad happened and she died. She went to heaven. But the baby lived. She's like, oh, okay. And then she started watching the movie. And it's actually a really interesting movie because it goes into like some Irish folklore that I was not aware of. About like magical creatures and stuff. Really beautiful movie, and sort of the siblings go on like a little adventure that involves magic, and the brother has to learn to care for a sister who he never really liked. and I'm watching it and like it's starting to tug at my heartstrings, and you know, as I've gotten older, like stuff like that affects me more and more.
Oh, like yes.
I am a crier at movies in a way that I never was when I was younger.
Well, wait till you see a stupid fucking commercial and come unhinged. So,
oh, it's yeah, it's come close.
God, like I'm totally manipulated. But sorry to interrupt.
No, I mean, it's happened gradually as I've gotten older, and then like having children has like pushed me over an emotional cliff, and then so. I hope you don't mind me spoiling the end of this movie.
No.
I actually recommend this movie. I think it's a legit good movie.
I wrote it down, so.
But at the end of the movie, the kids are successful. And I wasn't really paying attention because I started to do other stuff. And my daughter has moved closer and closer to the screen. So now she's like sitting on her knees like too close to the TV for my comfort, but still like laser beam focused, like she gets. And I was probably on the computer doing something, and I started watching the movie, and the kids were successful with what they needed to do, and they saved the day. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but all of the magical creatures like reappeared. I think they'd been captured or something. And the mom came back, and the mom. But so the magical creatures were freed, but then they had to go. So the mom came back essentially just to say goodbye and also to take the daughter, because the daughter was also a magical creature.
Oh.
And it was like getting really emotional. I was like, oh, God. And then the daughter was half human, so she had the option to stay, and she decided to stay with her family. And then, you know, the boy's like, Ma, why can't you stay? And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to lose it. And then, so my daughter had her back to me and I heard her sniff. And I was like, oh, no. I've never seen her like get emotionally affected by a movie before. Like even movies like Coco, the end of Coco just destroyed me in the theater. And both my children were like, oh, that was a good movie. And I'm like, why aren't you crying, you little monster?
How are you dead inside? You're little.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, oh no. And then, so I went and looked over and she was sniffing, which might've been okay. Cause we all kind of had the sniffles, had a cold. And then I noticed on her pant legs, on her thigh, there was like a couple wet spots. I was like, oh no. So I like craned my head all the way around to look at her face, and she was crying. I was like, are you okay? And she wouldn't really talk. She just like shook her head. I was like, is it the movie? And she nodded, and, I was like, do you want me to turn it off? And she shook her head. She wanted to watch the end of it. I was starting to figure. I was like, are you okay? And she looked at me and she started sobbing. Like heaving, crying. I'm like, oh my God, I am the worst parent ever. So I actually like scooped her up and started hugging her and picked her up. Yeah. And then while she was crying, she was like, I can't see. Because I picked her up so that, course, I was facing the TV, and that's what she was facing away. I was like, what do you want to watch the end of the movie? She's like, yes, I love it. I was like, okay. So I like turned around. I'm like, so I'm holding her. She's watching the movie over the end of the movie over my shoulder while just like sobbing. Like I can feel my shoulder getting wet from like tears and snot, you know? And then my wife comes down. She was upstairs and she comes down. She's like, what happened with like that?
Yeah, that accusatory stare.
It's like 80% concern and like 20% accusation.
Yeah.
And you know, my daughter, she's like so emotional. She can't talk. And I'm just like looking at my wife like, I don't know. It's the movie. And she doesn't believe me. I mean, she thinks she like lost a finger or something. I was like, I don't know. She just started crying at the movie. She was like, what is this movie? Why is she watching? I was like, it's a good movie. And I just felt so bad. She had such an emotional reaction that I'd never seen before.
Don't feel bad about that. That shows that she can have those emotions. Those are good things because it gives her the freedom to express that. And I will tell you, I don't know if I've ever told you my story. When I was six or seven, I couldn't have been older than seven or eight maybe. You were still super little, so. Mom and Aunt Lee, I think, were in the kitchen just gabbing and drinking and smoking and doing whatever they did. And I was alone in the living room, and I think Dad was gone on the slope, and I had, you know, it was rare that I got TV by myself. So Eric was somewhere else with friends or some, maybe the Dion's down the street or I don't know where he was, but he wasn't around. So I was flipping channels, all five of them. And I came across a movie that I'd never seen before. And, you know, I think even though we had movies growing up, even as a 7 or 8 year old, we had some movies growing up, but I hadn't seen a lot of movies at that point in life because we didn't, you know, we didn't have cable. We didn't have satellite then. We didn't, you know, we were just kind of, you know, we had video rentals every now and then, but that really didn't take off for a couple more years. So network TV, whatever they played on a whatever day this was, and I think it would have been like a Saturday or Sunday, this movie comes on and I'm watching it and it's, you know, there's this movie and I don't understand what's going on and there's this little boy and this dog and it's going on and, you know, and the movie, of course, is Lassie, right? So I'm watching this movie and I don't know anything about it, right? I don't know the story and then there's this dog and then the dog goes, you know, the dog goes missing and the boy have you seen Lassie?
Not in a long time.
But you understand the denouement, right? I've never seen this before. I have never heard this movie before. I'm like 7 years old and I'm, you know, as no one who knows me is surprised, as a child, my emotions were rampantly, wildly unstable and all over the place. So, it didn't get any better, as I got older. So I'm watching this movie and then the next thing I know, like, I don't even know why. I couldn't identify why at the end of the movie, but I broke into that sobbing, that hysterical, like, emotional, deep, mournful, and I didn't know why. So I go out to the kitchen, and of course, Mom and Aunt Lee, like, panicked, because, you know, they're like, and I can't talk. Like, I am, like, so bereft. Like, I can't get air in my lungs. I can't talk. I can't see at this point. Like, you know, I was like, and of course, they think I stabbed myself or I had broken something or I've shoved you in the trash compactor. I mean, they don't know, right? And they can't, and I'm no help.
You wouldn't be crying if you did that.
Well, you don't know, but maybe I broke a finger or something. I don't know. Yeah. But I could not get a word out. And of course, you know, Mom was like, she's like, it's okay, whatever it is, it's okay. And she did what you did, you know, kind of scooped me up and she's like, it's okay. Just, you know, it's okay. You're fine. And it's good to have emotions and what is going on. So at least you knew what the root was because Mom, it took her a while to get it out of me. And then even then she was like, but I had a different reaction though. Cause she was like, do you want to you know, you want to go finish? I was like, no, I'm good. Nope. I'm going to go somewhere else now. I'm going to go down to my room and play quietly. So you did the right thing. I mean,
well, knowing what caused it didn't make me feel any better.
Well, no, but you were there, and it's good that she can be in touch with those emotions and know that you're going to be there. That's important.
Yeah, but it's freaky because she's not the emotional kid that I have.
Well, she wasn't, but that's a good outlet.
Yeah. So I had no idea what to do. I was like, do you want to talk about it? And she's just like shaking her head. Like, no. I was like, okay, good.
I mean, I love our parents dearly, but I did not. I have yet to adapt to the skill of being able to know the appropriate reaction to emotions.
Oh yeah,
because we just didn't have. I mean, no, this isn't a dig against them, but we just didn't have role models. That's, you know, it still causes conflict in life because, you know, Jesse and I will argue, and then he's like, "You don't argue like a normal person." I'm like, "I don't know how to argue." Like, I've never learned. There's things I never learned because I would just get shut down. So that's what I do. Like,
does that mean when you argue, you just like stay really calm? And
yeah. Well, and the thing is, we talk about it. It actually was worse with Derek and I when Derek and I were first dating. The madder I get, the quieter I am. So if I am pissed, I just don't say anything. I'm going to just listen. I'm going to just be like, I got it. And so if somebody's loud at me, I just assume that they're just venting. If they're quiet, that's when I pay attention because I know they're pissed. Because again, ethnocentric, I assume everybody's like me. Derek was the opposite. His family, when they were pissed, they screamed and yelled. And if they were happy, they were just quiet. And so we had this, conflict where I was getting quieter and he was getting louder, and we thought the other one, you know, we expected the other one was, because I was thinking, why is he not getting mad? And Derek was like, why are you not getting mad? And I'm like, oh, I'm pissed. He's like, well, I'm pissed too. It's like, oh, well, guess we don't know how to communicate very well. So it took a long time.
That's really funny. You have described exactly how I process anger.
Just quiet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get real quiet.
Yeah.
If I'm like in a fight with somebody, I will be
silent,
like calm and measured. Mm-hmm. And when I do speak, it will be
precise,
really calm,
crisp,
and usually really mean and well thought out and unfair.
Yeah. You know where we get that from.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a dad special. I learned that. That biting, two or three words that just like cut through everything. Yeah. I've had to train myself out of the habit of needing to finish that. And it took me a long time, and still I slip, but it took me a long time to learn that like winning a fight isn't necessarily as good as trying to figure out what you're really fighting about. Cause sometimes it's just emotions.
Oh yeah, sure.
And I'm bad with emotions, so.
Yeah, I am too. That's why I had no idea what to do when my daughter was melting down at the movie.
Yeah, but you did the right thing. Your instinct was correct. I mean, you did the right thing. You may not have known how to handle it, but you ended up, the result was you did the right thing, at least from my perspective. Yeah. How old is she? Like 6, 7?
She'll be 7 in a few weeks.
Yeah. So no, it's age appropriate as far as I'm concerned. I don't think you did the wrong thing. And it's good to expose her to stuff like that, especially if she's not emotional.
From now on, we're back to Garfield forever.
Cause I wasn't emotional as a kid. I don't know. I was just like flat.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think part of that, my biggest problem is I suffer from this, this naivete, even still, that things are obvious to other people that I just don't see. And I'm amazed when people tell me, I'm like, I am smart enough to have known that, and yet I didn't. And I get frustrated by that. And I don't know, like growing up, I don't know if it was because I was sheltered and I just, some of my thought process didn't develop, or if just my intellect is just oddly cocked in a way that I'm just like, I see the world a little askew, which is fine. That's weird.
I think most people assume that everybody sees the world the way they do, right? Unless you were like really dialed up on your empathy skills.
I don't know. I don't think, I feel sometimes very much like I don't think I view the world like most people do. I think there's something odd and askew in my view, but I don't think that's a good thing, but maybe. I mean, I don't know. I have a hard time, especially because the therapist was like, she's like, you're probably pretty mildly Aspergian. You're right on the spectrum. Because things, I don't understand subtlety. People are subtle with me and I don't understand it. I can't comprehend it. And people joke with me. I was telling my boss today that the last boss I had, we would have conflict because I had 100% track record for when he would joke with me, I thought he was serious. And when he was serious with me, I thought he was joking. And it caused problems because I was constantly falling on myself because I'm like, it became paralyzing after a while. So I'm just like, I just don't have that skill. I lack that skill. So I had to start telling people, I'm like, you have to, like, I take things so literally that I do not understand when you're making a joke. I think it's serious. Especially in the workplace. At home, I'm a little better, but in the workplace, when people joke, I don't think it's a joke. I think it's serious. As a boss, I'm like, oh my God, I have to be so careful what I say.
Yeah, I've had to train myself to laugh at my own jokes, which I hate. I hate when people do that, but I, because people have the same reaction to me as you had to your boss. Because I'm, especially when I'm joking, I'm so like deadpan.
You're pretty close straight, to the vest, yeah.
That people would think I was serious and it was just being like a complete asshole. And then when I was serious, because I tended to come at things from a different angle than they were expecting, when I was serious, they would think I was joking. I'd be like, no. We were doing a bunch of personality testing one time, and one of them was was this test. I think it's called like a FIRO-B test, and it was tests. It had like four different categories. I don't remember what they were, but essentially it was testing what your interpersonal needs were in like a couple different categories. And out of like 30 or so people that participated in this, I scored the lowest overall on interpersonal needs. And like we were kind of going through it, and people were looking at me like, oh, you're kind of a psycho.
Yeah.
And my reaction was like, you guys are a bunch of needy fucks. And so I didn't use those exact words, but those are what I communicated. Like I'm not the weird one. You guys are the ones being needy. They were like, oh, that's hilarious. Like, no, I'm being serious.
Yeah, I so take a listen if you got a second to bear. If you like, subscribe, you can even share. Films on films, discuss on air. It's a brother podcast, we're gonna leave it right here. Take a listen if you got a second to bear. If you like, subscribe, you can even share. Films on films, discuss on air. It's a brother podcast, we're gonna leave it right here. One podcast talk show. Hit the app if you want to catch an episode. They talk movies, they go off on a tangent flow and maybe ramble. That's the Brothers Anderson. So sit back with closed eyes, let them take you away. Unless you're driving, keep them open in that case. We got Aaron, Drew, and Brother Jay. Welcome you to Not in a Creepy Way. Hey. Not in a Creepy Way. Hey.